Welcome to Biz Nation.
Brad Pitt's old celebrity roommate, baby, is spilling the beans, honey, on his hygiene from back in the day. And it's not cute, baby.
And Nicole Kidman admits to lying to get roles. But wait till you hear what she lied about. But Tanner, what's up first?
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Thanks. There's rumors around Hollywood that Travis Kelce is trying to change Taylor Swift's last name by putting a ring on her finger this summer.
Wow.
And the rumors caught the attention of a Philadelphia jeweler who has offered the couple a free $1 million custom ring.
Wow.
Jeweler Joseph Singer joked, saying his daughter is a huge fan, and by presenting them with the ring of their dreams, it might make securing concert tickets for Taylor's next tour a tad easier.
Well played on that man's part.
Yeah, that's a good trade-out.
$1 million for the ring, free ring.
Yeah, depends on how many people you take into the concert.
Okay.
Those are some expensive tickets.
Yeah.
You take about a good 20 people, they go your million.
And even if they turn it down, the fact that you made the offer, your name is out there, so now when people pull up in Philly, they're going to try to check for your spot.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Smart man.
That was really smart.
He wants that post on Taylor's IG.
Mm. Yeah. Possibly. For $1 million, though?
I think this is a fair exchange.
Maybe, yeah.
You give me $1 million ring, I'll retweet something.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Honey.
I'll retweet, repost it, TikTok it, Space Jam it, Space, my space, whatever you call it.
I'll repost it for a ring pop.
Okay. All right, y'all, moving on. Brad Pitt might look like he smells so good. Now, back in the day, he was part of the Funky Bunch, y'all, unfortunately. So his old roommate, Jason Priestley of 90210 fame, stopped by live with Kelly and Mark, and he shared an old nasty game that the two used to play.
Oh.
No, Gary, just take a look.
Oh. But we used to play this game, all of us, to see who could go the longest without showering, which... I mean, I think about it now, and I'm like, dude, how disgusting. What were you thinking?
Who went the longest without
Brad,
you?
Brad, always Brad. Yeah. Huh. I don't think he does that anymore, but back then, he could go a long time without showering.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hold up. Gary, now, I hate to say this, but I just remember so many things you say about, like, using the same towel, using the same sheets over and over. How long will you go between showers?
I shower with every day, but, like, today I just did a PTA one, so... Mm. Yeah.
Pits.
No.
Parts.
I can see the people on the other side of the TV trying to work it out in their head. Like, what does it mean?
Parent Teacher Association.
Yeah.
But what would make you take a PTA instead of a shower?
Because first of all, it is cold outside.
Oh, Lord.
You inside.
No,
it ain't like you taking a shower outside.
If I shower in the morning, I would have to bathe in the morning and get out in that cold weather, so I just cleaned the vital parts and got on out.
You got four walls of heat. Now you live on a camp.
Yeah, but I wasn't going through all that getting no pneumonia.
I have known white girls who will just like that, and like go a couple days.
Most of your people.
I know.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt and Jason Priestley.
Y'all do stuff like that. Most black don't do that.
Yeah. Start smelling like an ocean.
Or real rank.
Or like Brad Pitt.
Caribbean Queen.
Well, y'all, it's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming!
Now, a girl named Sierra shared to social media a little something that she received after she left the Sneaky Link's house.
Ooh.
Now, at Lust, Sierra shared this photo saying she couldn't wait to get to her car to post this send-off bag because dude told her to grab one on the way out. Now, I have no idea if this is real or not, or if she had a lunch in her car, but what y'all think about this? That's a person who really thinks ahead.
Hold up, that's $40, Doritos, a sandwich, an iced tea.
Well, I think this was sweet. If he was not, like, trying to get rid of her, like,
but
just in case for the drive home or where she was going, he fixed her a little snack pack and put a little bit of money in it so she had some pocket change, something to snack on, and, you know, I thought this was...
It depends on the...
No, baby, that's not sweet. That's a prostitute bag.
That's what I was just
saying. But, baby, first of all, he got it from Walmart,
and it said, thanks for your time.
Send off bag while you are on the corner.
It's a domino effect. You remember, I think it was like A-Rod. You know, he was notorious for having to, like, you know, take this with you bag when chicks would come through his crib. This is a lower scale version of that, but it's still from the same school.
A plastic bag, he could at least put it in a paper bag where I couldn't see it.
There's that.
Y'all are too judgmental. Like, I'm just thinking this is something very thoughtful and very sweet. Like, honey, while you go into... see your kids or going to the wherever you going, here's a little snack pack for you. Those could be her favorite snack items.
Yeah, and her boyfriend gave it to him, but that's a piece.
What if she pulled open a drawer and there's like 10 of them ready
to go? Exactly.
Thank you.
And you could tell that there was at one point 20. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, yo, you just another one in a long line of many.
All these women, no.
It's giving $40 for my time. I know you lying.
I love it.
I don't think that's what
that's what he said. Thanks for your time.
Yeah. He could at least put it in them Sheen bags instead of the Ziploc ones, just to show that, hey, we're upgrading.
Yeah, but you can tell Brad ain't been outside in a long time. She don't even know how it go.
She don't even know how that go.
I would be like, this is so thoughtful. You made me my favorite sandwich. I love Doritos. You gave me tea instead of soda so my skin don't break out.
No, sis,
you gave me some
that.
Pocket change.
No, it's not giving that,
I
sis.
Love that positive outlook on the world. All right, y'all, moving on. Nicole Kidman says size does matter, especially in Hollywood.
Oh.
And we're not talking about her ex, Tom Cruise.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Nicole shared on a recent podcast that she had already reached 5'10" by the time she was 13, y'all.
Oh, wow.
And she was told earlier in her acting days that she was too tall.
Oh.
So she would often lie about her height in auditions. Check this out.
And I remember auditioning for Annie, and I had to talk my way through the door because they were measuring you before you went in. I was mortified.
Oh, wow. Oh,
Annie
I'm
is,
sure Annie
okay.
was little, yeah. right? She was short and a little girl.
Annie's a kid. 5'10", you're dunking on me.
Yeah. But, you're playing right. Miss Flanagan at right. that point. Yeah. If you
but
were
the part that bothered
10.
Me, I mean, didn't bother me, but I mean, so did they do that to men? They measured them before they went in, she said?
No, not when they're auditioning for Annie. You know, Annie was a girl with red hair.
Like,
for
they men, might have to measure Annie. Punjab, you know, Daddy Warbucks, and Rooster, for but everybody else.
For men, it's different. Like, you can't be a short guy these days and become, like, a leading man. Height. You can't be 5'6".
Yeah, don't want no short man.
No.
Hey, man.
So I wonder if maybe that's why she was so sympathetic to Tom Cruise.
Probably.
Because, like, she was on the opposite side of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And, you know, because Tom Cruise about as tall as his couch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for her to, like, show him that kind of love, you know, that means it's like she understands how it is to be like, you know, hated against for your size.
Right.
Yeah.
It was like she was a tree and he was climbing her.
Yeah.
Do men lie about their height on, like, dating apps and stuff?
Do you lie?
They're a little bit shorter, because most men want to be tall.
How tall are you, Tammy?
My IMDb says I'm 5'9".
How tall are you?
5'8".
Oh, that's a good white lie. It's not
You are not.
I'm 5'8". What do you think I'm
shorter? I'm 5'5". You about 5'6".
Stand up. No, look here, Brad.
Come on,
Brad.
Don't stick your shoulders up.
No, look, we're going to do it. I'm going to stick up like this.
Bruh.
Here, back to back.
Tanner, Ben, I didn't know you was a shorty. Bruh. I didn't know
I'm a tall king, Tamar.
You about 6". you about 5'6", 5'7", bro.
No, I'm 5'8".
I know. Go on and get that extra
point. I'm like
point.
5'8"
Just
and 3/4".
Forget it. You can have it.
Really?
Just forget
Not
it.
Not 5'8" and 3/4".
Everybody want to take the little extra. I'm 5'8" and a half.
Yeah.
You're 5'8"? I'm 5'8".
I'm 5'8". We're the same height.
I'm not going to do
that. Some
like
people shrink in the winter.
Because you're taller than him.
No, Tamar's off.
I told you I'm
big
one.
No, she got on tennis shoes.
Yeah. It's okay. We're not going
to. No, we can do this.
You 5'8".
Listen, I'm tall when it counts.
That's right.
We'll never count then. Anyway, well, honey, up next, supermodel Beverly Johnson details the great lengths, honey, that she went through in order to remain thin. We'll spill that tea after the break.
Y'all hate on me like length. I'm Muggsy Bogues or something.
Oh, gosh.
You tall, Tanner.
Please, Lord, help us.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey,
y'all. This is some tea, darling. Now, Miss Legendary Beverly Johnson said that she was on that booger sugar back in the day.
Ooh.
And here's what she said. She said, "We didn't know the cocaine was addictive. Everyone used drugs back in the day, but that particular drug for models was used because we did not eat. I remember eating 2 eggs and a bowl of brown rice a week. I would be shaking in a cab, and I would pull over because I have to get a bag of M&Ms. Every time you come to work, they would say, 'Yes, chisel to the bone, girl. Yes, yes.' Like, congratulating you. Nobody really told you the truth. What y'all think about that?"
Oh.
You know, she's from a certain pocket of time. Like in the 80s, like late 70s, early 80s, like people was doing cocaine because they had money. Like,
two eggs and a bowl of rice, can you imagine living
week?
Off of that?
Yeah.
A week, sis.
Yeah, that's not healthy.
Well, that's on top of the fact that models don't really eat anyway.
I do 2 eggs and a bowl of rice maybe twice a day.
How are you going to do nose beers and then act like you don't know that they're addictive?
Well, she probably didn't
because
know because
she always wants some more.
Well, that don't
so
mean you know it's addictive. Sex is, you want more of that, but is it addictive?
No,
some people are addicted to to sex.
10-year-olds know that drugs are addictive.
But back then, y'all, I don't think that they were just...
No, she didn't know.
I think it was just something that they was doing that everybody did and didn't have a bad stigma.
Well, you know what? I could hear those queens, baby, then when she walked through the door, yes, bitch, yes,
chisel to the bone.
Yes. Chisel, darling, yes. Oh, I do like to be chiseled, amen.
No, man.
Oh, man. Well, looks like Tiny hurt Ari Lennox's feelings, man. So Ari jumped on live to address people and their backhanded comments. And she had time because she went in and Ari stood on business and told us how she really felt about Tiny, saying she liked that as an artist, but doesn't have any has the vocal range to be a part of Escape. Take a listen.
You can't drag me and then, oh yeah, I mean, just like Tiny, you can't in one breath say, oh yeah, she's amazing, but also say I don't have range. Like you can't, like, these are backhanded compliments, so I will forever look at you like a shady pest. Yeah, that's what she said. Like, that really hurt my feelings.
You know, artists and creative types, we are the most sensitive people in the world.
Right. Well, hey, Craig, I want to apologize.
Okay.
Okay, I apologize.
For what?
Being a hater most of your life?
Yeah, saying a backhand thing.
Wait, apology accepted.
Are you just apologizing to Headcrack? Because I kind of feel like there might be other people on this stage.
Well, everybody else is an artist.
I tell you what, Sherry told me this when we were working on Dish, and she said Oprah told her that celebrities have a very long memory. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you remember that person who said that negative thing to you while you're trying to climb up and continue to do it.
Yeah, out of all the compliments you hear, it's like the negative ones are the ones you don't forget.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Because that's why artists, like, they have low self-esteem. Is that what it is?
That's part of it. Baby, I don't. I sweetheart. That's why they're mad now.
You want some smoke, and we're not blowing it on you.
Yeah.
Like, they could say Brat could rap, but she couldn't be in N.W.A. I wouldn't be offended.
Because
like,
that's all dudes, sis.
That'd have been ill, though.
No, but I mean...
Brat could rap, but she shouldn't have been on... She shouldn't have been on Ladies' Night.
No, I would have been bombing attitudes.
Yeah, we're going to wrap that up.
We need to revisit this.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, Dre.
Me, Dre, and Cube, what?
Come on now.
Well, up next, Shannon Sharp better watch out because Lunell is ready to induct him into the Mile High Club, y'all. We're going to dish about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Okay, if you've seen the Club Shay Shay podcast, you know that Shannon Sharp loves him a private jet. Mm-hmm. He even talked about it with Ocho Cinco. Well, it seems like our girl Lunell took notice and decided to shoot her shot on Instagram. She said, "Hey, Club Shay Shay, I like private planes too. Let me know if you want a little mid-air kitty cat. Meow.
Yeah,
oh, well, we can talk about it when I come on the show one day."
Okay. It would never work for me if I was in a relationship with him. I hate private planes.
Okay. Really?
What? I am the scariest person on Delta. I am not getting on a private plane because I want to.
No planes, so I don't feel bad. But how could you be sexual in a damn in the air?
But it's the thrill of possibly getting caught.
It's pretty easy. It's a private plane. and those planes come in different sizes. They all aren't like single engine Cessnas. They're all not like little. They make bigger ones.
We got some PJs with some room.
Yeah, they have beds on them.
There's something about a place that's a little bit of a no-no, you know? Yeah. Like a little bit of no-no helps out.
I wouldn't dare be, honey, I don't like walking on a plane, let alone having sex on one.
But you know what? Like, you know, like, Shannon says he likes, you know, like bigger women. You know what I'm saying? She definitely checks that box and has a gang of personality. I think them two together might be the balance that he's been looking for.
I love Lunell, but he would toss her up like a
like a pizza.
She's a very short woman.
Yeah, Lunell's not tall.
Like a medicine ball as a human. You know what I'm saying?
Like Juicy Nymph.
He's 55, successful, and attractive. Why is he single? It's him.
Because he has a lot of quirks. You know, we talked about it off and on the show. Like, I think he brushes his teeth like 100 times a day.
Yeah.
He has a lot of things. He don't want to see no feet ever, I think.
I believe Shannon Sharp is out there living his best life. Like, he might be single, but I'm sure he's got several around.
Pieces?
Yeah, he's got this sharpshooting.
He probably does. And he just don't want to lock into anybody, and that's his prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
Y'all know that's right.
All right, well, it looks like Kanye West is mouthing off again. But it's not like that, all right?
What's new?
He dropped a pic in his IG story showing off a new grill made of titanium, palladium, and platinum, and it includes fangs. And get this, it reportedly costs $850,000.
Oh, stop.
Now, this dental piece had people thinking Kanye removed his real teeth to get it done, and the rumors like this have circulated before when he's had other dental work, but according to a dentist who worked on the new mouth art, all his teeth are still there. Thank God.
Guys. Let me tell y'all something. Some people see Negroes coming with money. They see them.
Yeah.
What in the hell you see on there? That look like just a piece of gum across his
damn
teeth.
That's like when I was a kid and I put the foil from the gum around my teeth. That's what it looks like. Yeah.
Maybe his tape's still on it, y'all. And they're going to remove the tape and you'll see the diamonds.
He can't floss. His breath stank.
Yeah, he can't do a lot of things. He can't eat.
Well, I mean, because those are grills, you'd remove them to floss. Yeah. But to pay $850,000 and boys still look questionable, you know, apparently you overpaid.
And then he going through financial problems?
Well,
apparently not if you can waste your money on that.
True. Not that many.
He's not broke enough.
$850 on a grill?
Thank
that's
you.
Dumb.
Beyond.
I'm sorry.
I would drop that much like on a Foreman grill.
Yeah.
Because I really like to cook.
Because you want to grill the fat out.
A bling bling one?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
All right, y'all. Up next, if you're looking for a sign from above, you're about to get something different. Details after the break.
850 grand.
Just for that little stripping in hell, no.
Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. All right, y'all, it is the last story of the day, so
this is it.
All right, guys, if you're like me, you get a kick out of funny digital highway signs. One recent good use is Baby Yoda uses the Force, but still needs a car seat.
Okay.
Well, it seems like the U.S. Federal Highway Administration is about to take some of the fun out of driving, y'all. Because in 2026, new nationwide rules will prohibit jokes and pop culture references in overhead electronic signs with the reasoning that they can be distracting.
I don't ever see
none of them anyway. So. Yeah.
But aren't they all distracting? They're signs. You're going to stop driving to look at the sign, whether it's funny or not.
Why is it that you're not supposed to text, but they're going to put a text right up there over your car?
As a person who's like, you know, made many driving trips to like Florida and Orlando, they get real churchy with the signs. I think something said something to the effect like, yo, you're on a highway to hell. Find Jesus.
Yeah.
Whoa. You know what I mean? Like, that was funny. And I remembered that. You know what I mean? Even though the intent probably wasn't to be funny, but you know what I'm saying? You remember things that pop. It's good advertising.
I remember one time I was driving around, and of course it was like October, and they were like, beware zombies ahead, which is like a joke, but that's kind of fun, I think, you know?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so some of the signs have said things like, use headlights, like Rudolph uses his red nose.
That's used around Christmas time.
Use your blinker.
That must have been in Boston.
Don't drive Star Spangled Hammered.
That's for the South.
Oh, that's, your cousins
that's
did that one.
That's my people.
All
that's my people. Hocus Pocus, drive with focus.
Oh, no.
That's for Utah.
Beautiful.
Got the munchies, get food delivered, don't drive high.
West
what?
And then Cousin Eddie says, Twitter's full, put down the phone. That's a Christmas vacation reference.
I don't know.
I've never seen those in my life.
It's in the really white areas.
I have never seen anything like this.
Crazy thing, in Atlanta, you just see like album release billboard.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.